Modern stress management techniques are overrated. That's right. Forget your mindfulness apps and scented candles. Look, I get it. We're constantly told that the key to handling stress is to meditate more, breathe deeper, or light up some lavender-scented candles. These things can be relaxing, sure. But let's be honest, they're often just superficial fixes. It's like putting a band-aid on a wound that needs stitches. These modern stress management techniques provide temporary relief, but they don't address the root causes of our stress or build the resilience we need to truly thrive. Let's be real, we're bombarded with stress from every direction: work deadlines, social media, financial pressures, and even just trying to balance our personal lives. I've been there, overwhelmed and anxious, feeling like I'm barely keeping my head above water. And while some modern techniques can help, they often feel like temporary band-aids rather than real solutions. But what if I told you there's a philosophy that's been around for over 2,000 years, offering profound wisdom on how to not just cope with stress, but transform it? That's where Stoicism comes in. It's not just some old, dusty philosophy. It's a powerful toolkit for life's toughest moments. When I discovered Stoicism, it was like a light bulb went off. It gave me a new lens to view my problems, turning stress from an enemy into a teacher. Today, I'm sharing 8 Stoic techniques that can radically change how you handle stress. These methods are unconventional, sometimes controversial, but incredibly effective. They've helped me through some of my darkest times, and I'm confident they can help you too. So, if you're tired of quick fixes and want to dive deep into a philosophy that can truly empower you, keep watching. Remember, stress is a universal experience. It doesn't discriminate. It affects all of us. But how we handle it can make all the difference. So let's embrace the wisdom of the Stoics and turn stress into strength. Let's get into it. All right, let's dive into number 1, practicing daily affirmations. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Daily affirmations, really? It might sound a bit modern and even a little cheesy, but trust me, it's deeply rooted in Stoic self-talk and it's a game changer. Let me get real with you for a second. A few years ago, I was going through a really rough patch. My career was in a slump, my personal life was a mess, and I felt completely lost. I'd wake up every morning with this heavy feeling in my chest, dreading the day ahead. I tried everything, meditation, yoga, you name it, but nothing seemed to stick. Then I stumbled upon Stoic philosophy and started reading about the power of daily affirmations. One of the key things the Stoics believed in was the power of self-talk, reminding themselves daily of their values, strengths, and the temporary nature of their struggles. So, I decided to give it a try. Every morning, before even touching my phone or getting out of bed, I'd take a few moments to repeat some affirmations to myself. I started simple. I am resilient. I can handle anything that comes my way. Today, I will focus on what I can control. At first, it felt weird, like I was just going through the motions. But slowly, something incredible started to happen. Those words began to sink in. They became a part of my internal dialogue, reshaping how I viewed myself and my challenges. There was this one morning, I remember vividly, when I woke up to a flood of emails about a major project going off the rails. Normally, this would have sent me into a panic. But that day, I had already started my morning with my affirmations. Instead of freaking out, I felt this strange calm. I am resilient. I can handle anything that comes my way. Those words were like a shield, protecting me from the immediate stress and helping me to focus on solutions instead of problems. It's not magic, and it doesn't solve all your problems overnight. But practicing daily affirmations is like building mental muscle. Over time, you become stronger, more resilient, and better equipped to handle stress. It's a way to start your day on your own terms, with a mindset that empowers you to face whatever comes your way. All right, let's move on to number two. Engage in premeditation of evils. This one might sound a bit dark, but stick with me. It's a powerful technique. The Stoics believed in preparing their minds for potential challenges and difficulties. Instead of being blindsided by life's hurdles, they embraced the idea of mentally rehearsing worst-case scenarios. And believe it or not, it can be incredibly liberating. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why on earth would I want to think about bad things happening? It seems counterintuitive, right? But hear me out. Premeditation of evils is not about being pessimistic or dwelling on negativity. It's about building mental resilience and becoming less reactive to life's inevitable setbacks. Let me share a personal story. A few years ago, I was about to give a major presentation at work. It was one of those make-or-break moments for my career, and the pressure was immense. Normally, I'd be a bundle of nerves, worrying about every possible thing that could go wrong. But this time, I decided to try the Stoic technique of premeditation of evils. 2 days before the presentation, I sat down and listed out everything that could possibly go wrong. What if the projector failed? What if I forgot my key points? What if the audience was unresponsive? I thought through each scenario and came up with a plan for how I would handle it. If the projector failed, I'd have printed handouts ready. If I forgot my points, I'd have note cards as a backup. If the audience was unresponsive, I'd engage them with a few questions. By the time the presentation day arrived, I felt surprisingly calm. I had already faced my worst fears in my mind and knew I had a plan for each one. And guess what? The presentation went smoothly. A minor technical glitch did occur, but I was prepared and handled it without breaking a sweat. This experience taught me the true power of premeditation of evils. It's about turning anxiety into preparedness and fear into confidence. So, how can you apply this in your life? Start small. Before a big event or a challenging day, take a few minutes to think about what could go wrong. Visualize these scenarios and come up with practical solutions. It's not about being negative, it's about being prepared. This mental rehearsal helps you build a buffer against stress and makes you more adaptable when things don't go as planned. Remember, life is unpredictable, and stress often comes from the fear of the unknown. By engaging in premeditation of evils, you take control of your narrative. You transform potential stresses into manageable tasks. So next time you're facing a daunting situation, try this Stoic technique. All right, let's jump into number three, physical workout. Now you might be thinking, what does working out have to do with Stoicism? Well, quite a lot, actually. The Stoics believed in the importance of maintaining a strong and healthy body as a foundation for a resilient mind. And let me tell you, this isn't just about looking good. It's about feeling strong and capable, both physically and mentally. I used to be someone who viewed exercise as just another chore on my to-do list, something I had to do to stay fit, but never really enjoyed. But then I started seeing it through a Stoic lens. The Stoics believed in voluntary discomfort, doing things that are tough to build resilience. And what's more challenging and rewarding than pushing your physical limits? Think about it. When you're lifting weights, running, or even doing yoga, you're constantly facing and overcoming challenges. That feeling of pushing through a tough workout is incredibly empowering. It translates directly into your ability to handle stress in everyday life. When you train your body to endure and overcome physical discomfort, you're also training your mind to be more resilient and less reactive to stress. For me, hitting the gym has become my sanctuary. It's a place where I can clear my mind, focus on the present moment, and channel my stress into something productive. I remember a particularly rough period when work was overwhelming and personal issues were piling up. Instead of letting the stress consume me, I committed to a rigorous workout routine. It wasn't just about the physical benefits. It was about proving to myself that I could handle whatever life threw my way. One of my favorite Stoic-inspired workouts is high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. It's all about pushing your limits in short, intense bursts, followed by brief periods of rest. It mirrors the Stoic philosophy of facing and embracing challenges, plus the endorphin rush you get from a good HIIT session. It's a natural stress buster. But it's not just about high-intensity workouts. Even activities like yoga, swimming, or a simple walk in nature can be incredibly effective. The key is to find a physical activity that challenges you and helps you build a stronger connection between your body and mind. When you engage in regular physical exercise, you're not just building muscle or burning calories, you're fortifying your mind against stress. Another powerful aspect of physical workouts is mindfulness. Whether you're lifting weights or practicing yoga, focusing on your breath and movements helps you stay grounded in the present moment. This mindfulness carries over into your daily life, making you more aware and in control of your reactions to stressful situations. All right, let's dive into number 4, journaling. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Journaling? Isn't that just for teenagers with diaries? But hear me out. Journaling is a cornerstone of Stoic practice and a powerful tool for managing stress. It's not about venting or recounting your day. It's about deep reflection, self-improvement, and mental clarity. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, kept extensive journals. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations is essentially a collection of his personal reflections. These writings were never meant for publication. They were his way of processing thoughts, practicing self-discipline, and maintaining perspective. And it's incredibly relatable. Imagine a Roman emperor, with all the pressures of ruling an empire, sitting down each night to write about his thoughts and worries. Journaling has been a game-changer for me. I started during a particularly stressful time in my life. I was dealing with job pressures, relationship issues, and a general sense of overwhelm. Writing things down helped me untangle the mess in my head. It was like having a conversation with myself, honest, raw, and unfiltered. Here's an example. One night I was feeling particularly anxious about a big project at work. Instead of letting the anxiety fester, I wrote down everything I was worried about. What if I failed? What if I wasn't good enough? Just putting those fears into words made them less daunting. I could see them for what they were, temporary and manageable. Journaling isn't just about writing down fears and anxieties, though. It's also about reflection and gratitude. Every night I write about 3 things I'm grateful for. It's a simple practice, but it shifts my focus from what's wrong to what's right. It's a reminder that no matter how stressful things get, there are always positive aspects in my life. There are different ways to journal, so find what works best for you. Some people prefer structured journals with prompts, while others like a blank page to freely express their thoughts. Personally, I use a combination. I have a gratitude journal, a reflective journal for deeper thoughts, and a work journal to track my goals and progress. One powerful Stoic journaling technique is to start your day with intention. Every morning, I write about my goals for the day, potential challenges, and how I plan to handle them. It sets a focused, proactive tone for the day. At night, I reflect on what went well, what didn't, and what I can improve. It's a continuous loop of planning, action, and reflection. So, how can you start? Grab a notebook and a pen and find a quiet space. Start with just 5 minutes a day. Write about your thoughts, your goals, your worries, anything that comes to mind. Don't worry about grammar or structure. The point is to get your thoughts out and reflect on them. Over time, you'll find that journaling not only helps you manage stress, but also leads to greater self-awareness and personal growth. That's it for today's video, folks. we've explored some truly profound and practical Stoic techniques to help you manage stress. Let's do a quick recap. These aren't your run-of-the-mill stress management tips. They're deeply rooted in ancient wisdom and have stood the test of time. The Stoics knew a thing or two about facing adversity, and their techniques can still make a huge difference in our modern lives. I encourage you to give these methods a try. Start small, be consistent, and observe the changes. Remember, managing stress is not about eliminating it completely. That's impossible. It's about building your inner strength and resilience to face whatever life throws your way. I'd love to hear from you. Have you tried any of these techniques before? What's your experience with them? Or maybe you have your own unique ways of dealing with stress. Share them in the comments below. Let's create a community where we can support and learn from each other. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss any future videos. We've got a lot of exciting content coming up, from deep dives into other philosophical practices to more tips on personal development and mental resilience. Remember, stress is a part of life, but it doesn't have to control you. With these Stoic techniques, you can transform how you respond to stress and build a more balanced, fulfilling life. Stay strong, stay Stoic, and see you next time.